Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I can't watch it. I gotta turn it off.
What are you talking about, Larry?
I can't tell if the officiating is correct and they're just playing that badly, or if it's just home cooking. But every time they play on the road, it's just so painful to watch the parade to the free throw line. It's so painful. Like, it's just not. Like, how are they trying to market this product? It's so bad.
It's just Big so Ten. Bad. Big Ten ref's going to Big Ten ref, right? You know, anytime you get, you know, flopping Wisconsin guys out there, and, you know, Julian Reese by law has to have at least two fouls before halftime, you know, or like, you know, it would break the, you know, reverse the magnetic poles of the earth or something like that. It's just. I mean, I'm kind of glad that this season is effectively over, so I don't have to watch this and care, because if I did care, I'd be pretty freaking upset right now. But luckily there is other stuff going on, which is a little bit better than the last hour, I guess, we watched.
Yeah, I can't not care. I don't have that mode.
I love that about you. That's why this works.
Still trying to get everything kind of we're waiting on Jeff, everybody. So everybody who's here live with us right now, we are waiting on Jeff. He's supposed to be joining us, but
hopefully we got a whole 15 minutes. Don't worry. Unless you want to run back to this beautiful basketball game.
Hopefully he's dealing with something more important. That's why he can't join us. Right.
Well, the funny thing is when we get talking on our own little text chain and then Jeff stops responding to us.
I know.
It's like, yeah.
And the same thing in the shows when you can see him and he goes and he looks down at his phone and he's doing this.
Yeah.
His thumbs are like, okay, who is it? Yes. Who is it, Jeff?
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, we don't entirely need to bury the lead, right? We know why you're all here. That is why we are here. Unfortunately, we've trying to schedule this show during basketball season is just an absolute nightmare. And part of that is because we have real lives that intrude sometimes too, but a big part of that is the basketball schedule. So apologies to everybody that we haven't been keeping our normal Wednesdays, and it's been a bit of a nightmare. And then we were going to do
Thursday.
Then we're going to do some listener questions.
That was my fault. I apologize for that, but maybe we can do this Thursday. I cannot do tomorrow night, but we're going to try and do Thursday with the listener questions again, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if there's also maybe some more official intervening news in the next 48 hours. We might want to
get some perspective. While we have so many of you guys here watching live, please do us a favor. Give us a like. If you're watching from Twitter, like IMS Radio Show on Twitter. If you're watching from YouTube, do us a favor. Like the video. Subscribe. We need subscribers. It's a huge deal for us. So please thank you for that. And here comes Jeff. I'm going to add him once he gets set up. There he is, the man everybody's been waiting for.
Well, you know it's big deal because Jeff's got the full swag set up now. So, like, you know, this is gonna end up in some sweet video clips later on the board.
You got Nike. That's the enemy, isn't it, Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Not my enemy.
Yeah.
I have no contractual obligations. If they want to pay me, I mean,
don't we want a certain player to commit to a Under Armour.
You see, Jeff with like the Dream Team guys, where they would have the put something friendly, over the patch.
Your friendly weatherman. That's all.
Well, speaking of weather, we've got like 10 minutes here, Jeff. So why don't you let us know why we're here tonight and what we're doing?
What is going on with this? This is bothering me. Okay, that was just way too uneven. Sorry. I don't know. Maryland's playing Wisconsin. What do you mean? Like, there's season's kind of not gone great.
Foul fest.
First half, they didn't play great in the first half.
Yeah, they got about a half left. I started a thread called "Still Alive" on the main message board. If they got about a half to keep that alive, or otherwise, it's no longer alive.
Yeah, you can
officially, like, done mathematically.
Officially put a fork in them at that point.
Yeah,
but like I said, if you have no hope for this season, you might as well have hope for next season. Is that not because, right?
Yes, Jeff. Who was the last text you got from?
Hold on. Did I tweet? Did we tweet that we were going live? I forgot. Did you tweet one, Paul?
Well,
I did.
We did from the show.
We need
account,
you to do it as well, Jeff. Yeah.
So there's a lot of smoke billowing. Let me just do this. There's a lot of smoke billowing around about Derek Queen announcing. You know, I heard earlier this week that there was some talk he could announce this week. And, you know, I've said the same thing all along. Maryland's confident. Indiana made a little push at one point. If I'm a Maryland fan, I'm feeling pretty good right now. We'll put it that way.
It's worth noting for the record that Jeff never wavered on his saying that Maryland felt like they were in a good position and that they had put up the requisite amount of NIL and such, and that whatever was happening in between, whether, you know, him not announcing in the early signing period or leaning this way or that way, if you look at Jeff's crystal ball on 247.com/sports.com, you will notice that he put it in, like, I think like a year ago at this point, and it's still there. Yeah. And you're starting to get some getting some company.
Yeah.
So there's
what changed today that all of a sudden there's all.
I don't
think
anything really changed. I mean, my guess is that he's been leaning toward heavily, or knowing that he's probably going to pick Maryland for a while. That's been how it's looked, despite that little like 1 month period where it looked like Indiana might be pushing. So I don't think anything changed now. I think this is just the time when he's finally ready to make an announcement. I know he posted something on Instagram about coming home for the weekend for an event. I don't remember what the event is, but Maryland's in great shape with Queen. I wouldn't be surprised if an announcement comes before long. That's no secret at this point. It's, you know, as the night has gone on, or last night has gone on, if you're listening to the podcast, there's been more and more people talking about it, more and more Twitter buzz, people, you know, figuring out what we've been saying for a year, like Paul said, that, you know, he's Maryland's to lose. So, you know, if you get him now, you know, you're looking at, obviously it's not your biggest position of need. That's the catch. That's the one position where you already have a star player. So that kind of sucks if you're Kevin Willard, but as much talent as they need to reinfuse this roster, you know, you're not going to, any five star you get is a huge development. So if you get Queen, then all of a sudden it becomes more attractive to some of these point. I mean, you can already sell to these point guards in the portal. You know, you're the guy from day one playing, you know, you're Jameer Young, you're filling Jameer Young's role. You know, if you're a point guard somewhere, maybe on a lower level, who wants to step your game up as so many guys do now for their final year and play major conference, that's really attractive. And so if you get Queen and assuming Juju comes back, you have two, you know, probably potentially one of the best 1-2 post combos in the country, then that point guard spot becomes even more attractive.
Yeah, I mean, that does change the outlook in terms of the offseason here, not only because if you're looking at roster building for next year, obviously you got to replace Jameer, and that's almost certainly going to be someone out of the portal. You've got Rodney Rice, who looks like he's, you know, I think it's no secret that he might be someone who might join the party next season, but probably not a guy you're counting on to come in and play that role by himself. But then you can sell the portal like, hey, look, we've got two great post guys and we probably have two starting spots wide open. So like, there's an open door for a couple of really nice players to come in. And obviously you can't expect to get another Jameer, but you could maybe get another Fats Russell, right? You could get another, you know, type of swing guy, like probably a three for me, to come in of a quality better than say a Geronimo, right? Because you can pretty much promise, hey, you want to be Dante Scott next year? You can do that. 25 minutes a game, a lot of freedom on the offense and two bigs to suck up the boards and, you know, kind of do some of the dirty work. I mean, it changes. I said Rodney Rice. It's not Rodney Rice.
It is Rodney Rice.
Is it?
It is Rodney Rice.
Another Rodney Rice. Okay.
You think it was Jerry Rice?
Yeah, there's too many Rices out there. But yeah, I mean, it changes the whole outlook of the season. And like I said, again, forever ago when we started talking about Queen, as far as I'm concerned, this is a pass-fail recruitment for Willard. It doesn't matter to me that it took 3 months longer than we thought it would. If you get the kid, you got the kid. Well done. This season sucked. Let's hope that was the aberration and that the first year wasn't the aberration.
Well, the other big thing is, aside from being a pass-fail, you're also proving that you're able to get – this is the first big win.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In the NIL, huge NIL deal, elite athlete category, they've gotten some good recruits. Jameer Young obviously was a great transfer, DHS. And Kaiser were both rated pretty highly, but this is the first big time, you know, the sort of recruitment that the average person looks at and just assumes he's just going to the highest bidder, you know, that kind of recruitment. So now, like I think I said this about Dickinson in the spring, that it would have been Willard would have proven, you know, he would have proved right there that he can win those, because he's not been known as like Mr. NIL guy, at least not early in his tenure. That, you know, that side has obviously been improved, because if you're getting a Derrick Queen, that means that you've raised some money. That's just the way it works now with five-star guys, especially centers. And I know they've had some donors and big boosters step up this year, you know, so it's proof that you don't always have to write off the five-star guy as being out of reach.
Yeah, and if you look at the way this year's played out, it's obviously not what anybody expected or wanted, but it could give Willard maybe a little bit of a kick in the rear to be like, okay, like you might not like the way the college basketball world is now, but you can't change that. So either you change or you change your job title, right? You know, so if you want to look on the positive side, you've got some great bricks in place now that you can start to sell the program, not only to that next class of recruits, which in 25 looks pretty strong locally, but also just to those guys in the portal and say, look, you can come and play with some quality players. And I got minutes for everybody. You know, you could legitimately take 3-4 more guys out of the portal, depending of different levels and whether there's NIL involved. But like it just changes everything.
You know what it changes is the fan aura around the program, the fan sentiment. Whatever Derrick Queen's going to make in NIL, forget what he's going to do on the court. He's going to be worth that just in terms of turning around the narrative, getting people off of Willard's back, getting people excited about next year. You know, there's never any guarantee it's going to pan out, as we know, but it's going to turn around the whole, you know, people are still not going to be happy with how this season went, but there's something to build some hope around. Not just that you're going to, assuming this gets done, you know, not that you're going to have a really good player, but also that you have the kind of guy, like he's literally, I think he's third, maybe fifth all time, at least since we've tracked recruiting rankings. So the internet era, basically past 25 years, I have to look it up. I'm sure we'll be writing something possibly about it, but he's definitely top five. So you're showing you can get that kind of guy. And then also locals, you know, I talked to a local source today and, you know, about it before things started flying around. His sentiment was like that. Here, I'll tell you what he said. He said, if they pull that off, I think that changes everything. He said, guys like Cam Ward and some of these other guys will be more likely, local blue chip recruits will be more likely to jump on board, if they get Queen. So,
yeah.
Are we sure that Kevin Willard is okay, though? He looked again today very strange, like the timeout thing. And then today, the look on his face right before he got the TO, the technical, sorry. And like, he's just, it kind of reminds me, like, did you guys hear the Rick Pitino comments recently where he just lost it, went off on his players, and then, like, doubled down on it again? Do you guys hear that stuff? I feel like, is Kevin Willard going down that path too? The guy looks like he's miserable.
He looks like a guy who's at the end of a very
disappointing
season where he is not used to fans and people hammering him like this many. Seton Hall obviously has a fraction of the following that Maryland has. And he's looked a little snippy in some of the post game stuff. So I can't speak for his mental state or anything, but he has not appeared happy as anyone would expect. So,
I mean, I hope so. I hope it you know, rejuvenates him a little bit. You pull off a big recruitment, be like, look, the season's over. It sucks. I feel terrible for Jameer and Dante and everybody else. But like, now you know what you got to do around here, and he's going to accept that challenge and he's going to take it on and he's going to rebuild a roster and hopefully learn from his mistakes, or he's not, and he's going to be gone. But that's fine. Even if you're one of those guys like you were talking about, Jeff, who kind of have tapped out of the program this season, I mean, I'm kind of one of them. I could not be more disappointed about the future, just not even just based on this roster, but the way that they play.
I'm not giving up on Queen and Kaiser yet, though.
I'm not giving up.
And Kaiser, they could make a big jump next year.
I'm not either. But I mean, just like overall, like this is never going to be a good a good offensive basketball team that runs fast like we were promised. But that's neither here nor there. The point being, even if you're off the boat, he's not going anywhere for 3 or 4 years anyway. Like year three, year four at the latest. So if he's going to be around, I hope he pulls off all the recruits and we rebuild the roster and we try again. And if it doesn't work again, it doesn't work again. But it's a whole hell of a lot better than just sitting around being miserable, waiting for his time to run out.
And many coaches struggle in the transition going to a new program. And sometimes it takes a couple of, like, you know, to get a team and players that they need.
Look at Turgeon. I'm not saying he obviously didn't get to the levels that people would have wanted, but it's still the same trajectory. Didn't make the tournament the first 3 years. Way worse than
– I'm still not out yet. Okay, we got – they just started. I got a true or false for you guys. We're going to do rapid fire. Only say true or false.
If you say true or false, is Derek Queen coming to Maryland, I'm going to close the laptop up
on purpose this time. True or false. I got six of them. Jeff, we're starting you. Derek Queen will commit to Maryland tomorrow. One word, and that's it.
Possibly. Well, we'll just have to wait and see, you know.
Paul, Derek Queen is good at basketball.
True.
Jeff, next year, Derek Queen will be playing basketball at Maryland.
You know what? I'm going to say true. I'm just going to take a wild guess and say true.
Okay, Paul, Derek Queen will be the best player at Maryland ever with a royal name.
Oh, Albert shit. King? Albert King is a tough one, man. That's 2,200 points.
Yeah.
ACC title. I'm going to say no just because I doubt he'll be around that long.
Look through the entire list of Maryland players in history. You got Albert King. You got Dutch Morley. Dutch is kind of close. It's not exactly.
Princes.
You got no Princes, no Dukes. But you do have Earl Badu. You've got Jamie Kaiser. Kaiser's kind of more of an imperial name than a royal name. But you got Kaiser, which comes with Caesar. Kaiser, Czar. They're all family.
You should write a book about this, a coffee table book. You'll sell many runs of them.
Taj Holden. Taj means crown. You've got Tom Roy. Roy Royal. Okay,
so we got a couple national champions in there.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. All right, Jeff. Derek Queen and Julian Reese will coexist on the same roster next year.
Sure, why not?
True. Okay, Paul, there is also a basketball game going on tonight.
False.
Okay, thank you, everybody. That's how it feels. Back on. Maryland has cut the lead to 7 already, almost 2 minutes into the half.
It's coming.
7. Let's go. They got
20. I'm calling it. They're going to win this game. 18 minutes
to keep the season alive. Missed by Wisconsin. Long rebound to DHS. He'll bring it up. Guarded by...
This play-by-play is going to be enthralling at 10:43 a.m. on Wednesday morning.
Yes, I know. Reese up top. He's not shooting that. Come on. Here we go.
I'd be disappointed if we don't get like
Hepburn. Come on, Dante. What do you got? Come on.
DHS logo freak right here.
My dog's excited. Here he goes. Oh, double team. Jules picked it out.
All right. Got to go. Got to go right.
There's my dog.
That's how I feel about watching this game right now.
Really watching the game. Yeah, he's been watching the game.
He talks a lot. He talks a lot.
Stop making me watch these games.
Yeah, he talks a lot.
Oh, my God. I think he's dying.
Is somebody murdering your dog?
That's a husky. It's a husky, man. He talks a lot.
Oh, my God.
I also keep him upstairs. We're doing shows because
that's
of this.
Horrifying. All
that's
right,
the stuff of nightmares. Is that, I gotta
go. The funny thing is, like, we have another dog who's a little. Jeff's gone. He's gonna watch the game. We have a little dog who's a little like 11-pound Yorkie Bichon mix. They call it a Yoshan, whatever. You know how they amalgamate the names, right? And he hates that dog. And the dog, this dog, the husky is named Ghost, and the little Yorkie is named Ygritte. Game of Thrones names. And if I just say Ygritte, he just goes crazy. He's looking at me pissed right now because I just said that. But he just howled a lot, so maybe he won again. All right, they're down 10, and now another 3 for Wisconsin misses. Juju got the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got 16 and a half minutes to keep the season alive.
Yeah, best of luck. But next season.
Cut it to 8. Next season. Next season.
Maybe.
Queen, and then. What else can they get in the portal? All right, everybody. We went overtime. I tried my best to get Jeff to say something, and he kind of did. Kind of did.
You guys, it doesn't take a lot of reading between the lines here. Enjoy yourselves. Hopefully we'll be back Thursday night, right?
Yeah. Well, I want to do the Q&A mailbag show, whatever.
We are gonna do the Q&A. There's a thread on the board.
I had to miss that last. That was my fault. So I want to make up for that.
Tweet at us. That's fine too. But we will do listener questions on Thursday night, I believe, barring some sort of other shenanigans. All right.
See you guys later. This is IMS Radio.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.